Then we get to the signatures. And then you're going to have each one of the members and each one of the managers approve this. The agreement has to be approved by the members and the managers. Well, by signing, they are approving it. The managers are going to sign and the members are going to sign. Now, usually you're the manager and the member, so you're going to sign in both places. These don't need to be notarized or anything. It might not be a bad idea to have them notarized to set a specific date on them. But these are internal documents. However, as soon as I sue you, the first thing I'm going to ask for is your operating agreement, and you had better live by what you've just written down. At the end of the operating agreement, there's what's called a Schedule A. It's basically a way of legally transferring property into the LLC. And there are lots of different types of property that you can transfer into the LLC. You can transfer real property, which is what's addressed in paragraph 1. You can transfer in bank accounts and stuff. That's in paragraph 2. You can give your LLC stocks and bonds and all kinds of assets and all kinds of other investments. That's basically addressed under 3. And then 4 kind of picks up anything that's non-real estate asset. Now, I'm going to tell you that I don't like schedules, and I go through this ad nauseum in my course on living revocable trusts. The schedule legally transfers, but nobody knows that you've made the transfer. You need to actually make out a deed to transfer the property into the LLC. You actually need to go down and change the signature cards on the accounts. You need to change the stock certificates. You need to change everything. Just listing it on Schedule A isn't going to cut it when push comes to shove. You might note that there are signatures at the end of the Schedule A. We're going to notarize those because a lot of the transfers require a notary. For example, you're going to notarize a deed. But like I say, we're not going to trust Schedule A. We're going to actually make out the deeds and change the signature cards at the bank and all of that sort of stuff. Go ahead, sign Schedule A, notarize it, and list the properties and the assets that you want to transfer into the LLC on Schedule A. That gives you a basis to work with, but actually make the transfer. And I've said that 10 times. I understand that, but it's important. Whenever you're transferring assets into an LLC or any other type of entity for that matter, the first question you always ask is, what is the tax? And that's an accounting issue. It's not a legal issue. Things get particularly thorny if there is a mortgage or a debt associated with the property that's being transferred. You can end up having that debt, quote, forgiven, quote, and you end up with a ton of income. So the tax consequences and how you move property in and out of LLCs is critical. Now you're going to note that after Schedule A, there is a Schedule B. Lawyers don't count too high, so they usually go A, B, C. We don't actually have a Schedule C here, so don't worry about that. But Schedule B lists the various members and what their percentage interests in the company are. In this case, we've got two 50-50 owners. You'll remember that back in the operating agreement, Schedule A and Schedule B were both referenced. So it's important that they're actually attached at the back of the operating agreement in order to satisfy the terms of the operating agreement. And remember, having done all of these things, you can say to the judge, Your Honor, I treated this properly the way my operating agreement said it was supposed to be treated. If you've got your operating agreement and there's no Schedule A or Schedule B attached to the back of it, you've got a problem because you didn't do properly what the operating agreement said you were supposed to do. After the Schedule A and the Schedule B, Memorandum of Items to Review. Well, these are just things that you need to review every once in a while associated with your LLC. Read through it, think about it, and then store those things in the back of your mind and let's review them every once in a while. We have a certificate of membership interest for you. This is the stock certificate. You're going to print it and fill it out so that we know who is a member, who is an owner of this LLC. By the way, it's not a stock certificate, it's a membership interest certificate. We have different terms in LLCs versus corporations. You remember that. There isn't any magic way that you make out the stock certificate or the membership interest certificate. It's just a piece of paper that represents ownership in the company. But if I'm going to give you a bunch of money to start your company, I want some evidence that I own a chunk of this company. Otherwise, hey, it's just your alter ego. You didn't care about getting that membership certificate. If you give IBM $100 in money, you want $100 in stock certificate back. You need to treat your company as an arm's length deal, which means you'd better have these membership interest certificates issued when I take you to court. You might also note that there is a company record of interest transfer form. Basically, what you're doing is just mirroring the membership interest certificates so that the company has a copy of the transfer or of the ownership interest as well. So fill that out, keep that in your company records. This is all just part of the formalities of having an LLC. Of course, there's all the formalities that you need to follow, the meetings and the minutes and all of that sort of stuff. In the LLC Wizard, in Course 5, like I said, we're going to go through that in detail for you. Now, if you just want to ignore your company and have a fast, quick, and dirty internet company, that's fine. It isn't going to help you when you get sued, probably. So I definitely think that it's worth making sure that your company is done the way it's supposed to be done. Most people get their company, they ignore it, it doesn't do them any good when they get sued, and they don't get the full tax advantages out of it. We've hopefully taught you a lot about operating agreements. In fact, I'll be willing to bet you know more about them now than most attorneys out on the street. And with the LLC Wizard, you're going to know about LLCs top to bottom, A to Z.